Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. Minus Marcus Maven. He's got some things to take care of. Let me cover this really quick because we're excited. It's Friday. Yeah, it is Friday, which means thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games this weekend, celebrating 45 years of Louisville-style pizza. Carry out, delivery, or dine in. 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza. well done.
Pizza Day!
Good job, Nick. Listen, we were pretty heavy basketball that first hour, and we'll continue to do that, but I don't want to ignore what's on the line tomorrow night. This football team, this football game tomorrow, there is a massive opportunity with how this team's been playing. I think they've been playing as good as any of the top. You know, I know why they're not ranked, but I don't think there's 25 teams in the country playing better than Louisville right now. You know,
well,
so
you throw out eye test, and I mean a little. There are some recency numbers and everything.
Yes.
But Sagarin, we've talked about it. That is the robot analytical binary 0-1
yes.
system, and they have them knocking on the door at 26.
26, right?
So,
right.
I
can accept that. Like, yeah, sure,
absolutely.
Okay. But man, they have been doing their things. One of the massive reasons is this defense. One of the biggest reasons the defense has been so better is this secondary. One of the reasons the secondary has been so better is because of the safeties, which leads me to Moms Meekins on the line. Moms, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday. Happy great day. Happy card day. How you guys doing today?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
We are phenomenal, getting some good news yesterday. Ready to get out there. I know a lot of people have contacted us, said they're buying some tickets for tomorrow. A lot of people are getting out there. They're going to tailgate and watch this team play James Madison tomorrow. I assume you're going to be there and ready to go.
I'm going to be there front and center. I'm going to be there when they get off the bus. I scream the moment those buses pull up over that hill so they can go through that tunnel, that card march. I am there. Satterfield always looks like, there goes Mama Meekins. There she goes. Crime Dog always looks, there goes Mama Meekins. She's crazy, but there she goes because I'm loud and I'm present. But how about this team?
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that Wake Forest game took me back to when Josh Meekins senior played.
Ooh.
And I'm talking about FSU in the rain, goalposts came down, all of that. I couldn't be more proud. But you remember what I told you guys weeks ago? I never stopped believing.
Yeah.
Once a card, always a card. You don't get discouraged. Just like, you know, with the men's basketball, oh, we didn't see what we wanted to see. Let them put it together. It's not easy to step in as a head coach, as an assistant coach, as a positions coach, and just make the world like, you're going to make a difference, but it's not always going to come overnight. But we get so antsy, and we're like, oh, my goodness, it's not happening right now. Let us get it together. Let us, you know, at the first game, as they say, get all the kinks out.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out what we need to be doing. But Wake Forest? ACC. Athletes contend and compete. That's all it is. ACC. Athletes contend and compete. I am by far proud of what we saw last Saturday, and I already know we're going to bring it. Now we got the world up. Now everybody's woke up. They're like, okay, sorry. Ooh, but dark cloud. Maybe not so. I don't know, but I'm beyond thrilled. But I tell you what, can I add a little surprise to my call?
Please.
It's not just Mama Minkins on the phone. We got Daddy Minkins, Big Josh Minkins, Senior, former Louisville
my goodness.
Football player on the line with me.
My
What's up, Big Josh?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Listen. Marcus is going to be ticked that he missed this, man. This is great. All right. Well, then listen. Since we got Josh Minkins, an all-time great, on here, let me ask you. I mean, you've watched Josh Minkins Jr. out there. You see, kind of, you know. Of course, I think some people forgot at the beginning of the year that this was kind. I mean, this is really the first year he's gotten to play healthy. And as the games go on, man, you just see the improvement that he's making back there. As a dad, as a former player, as all that, man, what do you kind of see with him, just the growth that he's made from game one to now?
I think he's coming to his own, man. Like, yeah. He's really growing and maturing. As a college athlete, a D1 player, it takes time. You just don't go in there and shine right away. You got to learn. And he's been learning in the process, man. I told him it's going to take time. Once you get in his own zone, it's no stopping, man. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's a playmaker. He always been like that.
Yeah, no.
So people just got to believe it, you know, and let him get out there and let him show it. He's healthy. He got a whole year under his belt, so it's time for him to do what he's been doing. And he's getting better and better as week in and week out. He's getting better and better, man.
How much is obviously you knew you play with some guys that could rush the passer pretty good. So how much does it matter? Because this pass rush has been phenomenal for Louisville the last few games. How much easier of a job does that make it on the DBs? Because I think that matters. Yeah.
I think it makes it a lot easier for the secondary. Plus, they're having fun out there.
Mm.
You know, everybody's around there jumping and clapping hands and just celebrating, playing. When you're out there playing and it's fun, you're going to do good things. And they're doing it. We've been watching it for the last 3 weeks. They're getting better and better. That defense is something special, man. The numbers they've been putting up is hard to do in college football. You know, Wake Forest was a beatdown, and they didn't expect that. But we was there, and it was like I ain't been to a game in the stands that exciting, and I couldn't tell you how long. And that was one of the games that was like probably the best game I've seen in years.
It set the tone.
Oh, yeah, plays were just happening. We were just in the stands just cheering and jumping out our stands. It's just being there. It's just supporting them, man. They need all the support they can. I wish we could sell it out, though. But it'll come.
Let me ask you this. Last thing for both of you here, man. We got Moms Minkins. We got Louisville legend Josh Minkins Sr. on the phone right now.
What a happy surprise, man, on a Friday, man. We need this energy.
It's a good Friday, ain't it? Good Friday.
That's a phenomenal Friday, man. Listen, young Josh Minkins, man, he was talking this week to the media, and I love what he said. You know, he made it clear to say, listen, I'm not begging y'all to come out or anything. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is it matters. You know, and I love how he said that. He said, hey, man, we feed off that. We hear you guys. Like, we need you out there. And I thought, you know, being a local guy, being a guy that, I mean, we've had him in the studio here and you know, him and Marshawn and different ones. And they love this area. You know, they love the city. You know, beyond the university, they love the city. You can tell. And I thought that passion came through. So just one last one kind of for both of you, man. Y'all spoke on it, you know, with the crowd and stuff. Just how much that matters. So just, you know, getting the people out here and getting people to this game tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Everybody got to show up, man, to support the Cards, man. Like, it's the only football team that we got locally, you know. We got to come out and support it. The games are fun. You know, they're fun. Go out there and tailgate. Everybody gets along. It's family, friends. It's just a fun time on a Saturday, you know. It don't matter, day game, night game, it's just fun, just being there, man. And for us being parents, this just takes it over top for us. Like, there's no feeling. I can't explain the feeling that we get. you know, just being there and just seeing our son playing and, you know, just living this football. But we just, you know, we're just happy and proud, man. We can't be no prouder. You know, hopefully we get another one coming in next. You know, we got some, you know, we're trying to work something out up there. We're trying to get him up in this.
Hey, listen. Listen, the younger Meekins, man, he playing some ball out there too. So yeah, absolutely.
He played great ball, man. We got to get him up in that Louisville too, man. If we do that, it's really over. He ain't gonna be able to tell us too much.
Go ahead, Moms.
I'm gonna add something real quick because Josh, this is my call. I invited
you. Oh man.
Hey, but seriously, guys, Card Nation, remember what I told you guys weeks ago. We have one thing in this city that we can be the most proud of when it comes to team athletics, and that's the Cardinals. We don't have a pro team. We don't have an MLB team. We don't have an NHL team. We have the Louisville Cardinals, football, soccer, basketball, baseball. That's what we have. It takes nothing for you to log on to that link that they included on that Louisville website, the Go Cards, to get an $8 ticket to spend an evening with your players, lots of fans. It's friendly. It's never too complicated. There's nothing. You'll be fine. If you want to come and tailgate with the Minkins crew, or if you want to go tailgate down the alley, just come out and support. What else is it better to do than a 80-degree Saturday with the Louisville Cardinals playing under the lights? It gets no better than that.
It's fun. I've been on the other side, but I'm on this side now. It's fun. I like going to the games.
Listen, we cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. Minkins family. Moms, Pops, Minkins. Thank y'all so much, man.
We appreciate y'all for having us, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the support, man.
Always a good time. Steve and Marcus, you know I love you guys, and I appreciate y'all taking the call.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all out there tomorrow. Good stuff, man. How about that?
What a nice surprise. That energy is just so pure and happy and enthusiastic. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we both like, you know, E.T. and the whole thank God it's Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they bring, like, a thank God it's Phenomenal Friday energy. Like, prior to game day. That was all. And also, little legacy action there. Mm.
I mean, Josh Minkins Sr., I mean, one of the best DBs to ever come through here. It's not
the John L days.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not like, oh, yeah, you know, you get this guy. Like, you know, I mean, he could play. And of course, Moms Minkins, man, she brings it every time. People enjoy her, you know. And, man, it's awesome, you know. Just seeing them kind of come together on, you know, and when you see Josh Minkins and stuff, and you hear him talk, and you know, you see why he carries himself the way he does.
He comes by it honestly.
And when he comes in here, man, just, you know, he's you could tell right away, you know, you're like, you got good parents.
Absolutely. Apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah, you know? Same with Marshawn Ford. You know, a lot of the local guys that, you know, we've met the parents. I mean, down the line to Ashton Galati's mother, you know, Mom's Galati, she's awesome, you know, and the different ones that we've been able to meet on this team, man.
It's good energy. Like, it's positive. There's a team atmosphere. It's not so much, you know, me. It's we. And it's you just notice that every time, like, we hear them, they're always talking about the team. There's quiet confidence there. There's like, hey, I'm proud of my son.
Sure.
I'm proud of the city. I'm proud of, you know, what they're doing. And honestly, like, I almost feel like we all kind of owe her a little bit of an apology.
Because
she's been always saying, hey, support these guys. Trust the process. It's going to be okay. And a lot of us, doing what sports fans do, got a little... I mean, I know all of us on the show, like myself included, like, we were just like, man, you know, gnashing our teeth and wringing our hands. Yeah. And she has been constant, like, hey, it's going to be all right.
Well, I mean...
And now...
To this point, it looks as though it is. I mean, you take care of business tomorrow. You beat a James. What's the spread on that right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull that up. Give me a second.
Because I mean, you take care of business. You beat a James Madison. You set up for the final three games of the year, and they don't look as
daunting
impossible,
as they did.
Right. You know, as before.
And that's not just with you playing better. That's with, I mean, those teams have.
I mean, Clemson, you know, obviously, I think I'm going to head down to Clemson, actually, as long contingent that they win tomorrow. I think I'm going to make that trip to Clemson. I've always wanted to go there. I figure this is a perfect time. You know, let's go check them out.
I visited there. It's a cool.
I've never been to Clemson.
It's a cool little college town.
So I'm wanting to go watch a game from there, kind of check it out, see everything. I don't like Clemson at all, but that's okay.
Cards laying 7, by the way.
7. Okay, yep, so 7. I mean, so you're a touchdown favorite tomorrow. I mean, I believe Louisville's going to take care of business, do what they do. I know James Madison's not your typical what we would call bye game, you know, like, oh, yeah, you got this James Madison game. I mean, James Madison can play, but it sets up for a fun end of the year. I mean, you can be bowl eligible tomorrow, and that's something Louisville hasn't done in a while, be bowl eligible with 3 or 4 games left. You know, I mean, you can kind of set that in tomorrow that, hey, okay, we're going to a bowl. Now let's add to it. Because what you do in the last 3 games is you make that bowl warmer and warmer, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the more you win these last 3 games, the warmer that bowl's going to be. The nicer the area, you know, of that bowl's going to be. You put me in Florida somewhere. You put me in California. You know,
the better the fan experience, the more people go. Absolutely.
Give me something better. So, I think you're going to see a good crowd tomorrow. I mean, you know, I don't know what the weather looks like, but.
Let's see here. Weather on the ones here on. As ESPN far as Louisville, 93.9
I know there's
bill.
A chance of rain sometime during the day tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a 80% chance of rain at some point. But
what are we looking at game time tomorrow night?
Let's see here. I'm pulling it up here. Come on,
7:30, 7:08, 9.
Crap. Give me a sec. It's not loading.
Okay.
Why do I have Burnside, California? It's giving me the forecast for not Cupertino. It's giving me the forecast for another city. That was weird.
Well, what's going on out there?
Let's see. 68 and sunny. Good for
68
enough.
And sunny in California. Yeah. Well, very nice.
I mean,
it's 70 and sunny here.
The
right
coldest
now.
It's going to get is 55.
That's like, not, no,
yeah.
No,
so that's not going to be bad.
No.
Tomorrow and with a high of 69, nice. So sorry. I'm trying to get the exact like kickoff temperature, but it's not showing up. But even like I said, even with that, 55 is not freezing.
No.
At the absolute worst, it's going to be is. Is definitely doable. So
yeah,
go
no,
out there. $8 tickets. GoCards.com/FBtickets, I believe. FBtext is the link. And come out there and see us. I mean,
well, I know the wife
tailgate with the Minkins. Tailgate with us at the Revel XB tent.
Are you coming out tomorrow to the?
I am. I'm going to be there
because the wife is coming out tomorrow, and she's going to do some tailgating there, and we're going to have a good time, man. So Miss Rummage will be out there. Her cousin,
nice,
is coming out with us. Yeah, nice. She's taken, but it's okay. She's very beautiful.
All these upside down pineapples.
I know. Yes. Well, she's
No, but
she's a family member. So.
Well, I wasn't talking about.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We were talking about trades at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, right? Yeah. She's a family member.
Well, speaking of charity and trades, I'm kidding. But
hang on. Somebody sent me this right here.
Well, Janet's gonna definitely come now.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
She loves
good,
charity.
Good. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at 60 at 8 o'clock. 65% chance that goes to 45-35. So it looks like you may get if anything, you may get something a little small at the beginning of the game, but then it's going to get, you know, better. And like you said, it's not going to be cold.
No.
So, you know, bring a poncho and.
Yeah, kickoff, what, 7:30? Yeah, it's not looking bad.
If you decide you don't want to tailgate, so be it. If you want to tailgate, you come say what's up to us. We'll be over there by Car March, you know.
Yeah.
For the love of God, don't take the food and.
Oh, jeez.
Is Pat bringing his crew tomorrow? Celebrate one last time?
I hope so. I hope to see the Fratty Ice Pat. Or the Patty. Wait, the Fratty
Ice.
Ice
awesome.
Frat.
There that was
go.
Good. That was
the Fratty
good.
Ice Frat. I'd love to see those boys. They're fun. But yeah, it's going to be mid-60s. Decent, like a little chance of rain. Come on out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll stay dry.
I'm excited.
That's what the beer's for.
Well, and I mean, it just continues the... It just continues a trend of just the celebration of a good weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody said Nick's getting Nick Spring, Blue's getting in. Thanks, Nick. No, Jeanette is a Louisville football fan.
Yeah, let's We have converted her.
One thing at a time.
Yes.
One thing at a time.
She loves UK basketball mostly because it's her thing she does with her dad. And I can't fight that. But we got her on the football side.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. My wife's dad is a massive Kentucky fan, and she's fully a Louisville fan now. But that's just, some people.
Let's put the ring on, maybe.
Some people's priorities are different.
We'll get her there.
Jeanette's not a big Nets fan.
Oh, that's true.
not a big Kyrie Irving. We don't do the Nets.
She's self-deprecating, but not that much.
We're not doing that. But I do think, man, it's another opportunity for fans to get out together, watch a game, again, and it's an important one. So,
seriously, we should probably take a bottom of the hour break here. People can still call in 81-50-93-9 the Bill. But on the other side, I do think this is. And I don't think the fan base or the players, I don't know, that energy doesn't seem to be there. This game reeks of a letdown game.
Yeah.
A trap game and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. The energy just seems different.
I agree.
It's like the players know that this is, you got to validate that win last week.
Louisville's also not in a position where you can play the trap game.
Right.
You can only play the trap game. I'll play the trap game if I'm 9-1 right now.
Right.
I'll play the, hey, man, make sure y'all are up for James Madison. I'm not. I'm trying to get bowl eligible.
Right.
In game 9.
And the thing is, this would be the fourth straight win. That's the other thing. It could totally be that yo-yo thing.
Yep.
But they've seemingly, leveled, they've leveled off. This is 3 straight wins.
Yes. There's different expectations.
Right. It doesn't feel yo-yo-y.
No.
It feels a little bit more.
I think a lot of Louisville fans, if you caught them right now and said, hey, what do you expect the end of the year? I think you would get more 3-1 than you expect to finish the season out.
Again,
not saying that's going to happen, but I think you would get more 3-1 conversation than you ever would have gotten before.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably, I'd put that at, if we were to put a poll up right now, I'd say probably 25%.
Yeah,
25 to 30.
Yeah,
saying 3-1.
That's. And 2-2 would be the unanimous answer outside of that. Not unanimous, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd say that'd be 50% of the vote.
I think people would be like, oh, yeah, you're going to win 2 of these. That 2 of these are expected.
Right.
I'm expecting to finish 2-2. So that means I'm expecting 7 wins at this point.
Right. And also, if you're expecting.
Was not a thought you had a couple weeks ago.
If you're expecting 2-2, then you also, That's your baseline. So I'm saying, I feel like some people are like, I could trade them 1-3.
Can you rip off Kentucky or Clemson? That's basically, because I think people, whether it's warranted or not, I think people kind of expect to beat NC State at home in a couple weeks.
Without their quarterback and they're looking.
Yeah,
they're barely holding on to the top 25. Not saying they're a bad team.
No, they're not. But
they've got injuries to their defensive line.
I feel like we've played better teams and won and beat. I think Pittsburgh and the last 2 weeks you beat better teams. Rankings out the window. So yeah. Anyways, yeah.
So how many eyes? I almost feel like I've contradicted myself here, but you can't look past JMU. You can't.
No.
Even though they don't look as daunting as they did at the beginning of the year, 7-point spread at home, coming off a big win. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't look past them. That said, how many eyeballs are going to be switching over at times, glancing at that Clemson-Notre Dame game? To see, because that's going to be, the kickoff? Pulling up the schedule here. 7:30 tomorrow? Yeah. Same time as us. But quarterback issues there. Good Notre Dame team, even though they're not ranked, but still.
Nick, I said it like this the other day. Louisville, by the numbers, and I think by the eye test, has the best pass rush in the ACC right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're either going to go against a struggling DJ Uyunglele, who was just benched in a game, or a true freshman playing his third game.
Right.
That gives you a shot. Now, sometimes Clemson always has a way of reminding you they're still Clemson.
Right, yeah.
Like last year, they still had enough dudes.
It's like, hey, we got five stars there.
Yeah, three of them there.
Right?
But let's also not just ignore, you were on the goal line to beat them last year.
That's a really good point.
I think you're better. You're playing much better football right now. So, I mean,
the home field does really kind of.
If this game was at home, I would feel totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would be like, you better put them on upset alert because we might have something for them. Being at Clemson, I might push that over the top. But I think that's going to be a game, though. And that's not a game. I think, okay, if they beat James Madison, we have been very up and down, it feels like, this year with Coach Satterfield. I don't think fans will go way down for losing. If you play well against James Madison and win, I do not think Louisville fans will be like, ah, we want blood.
Right.
After if you play well and lose to Clemson.
I mean, it's basically an 8-point spread right now, according to Sagarin.
That's winnable.
Yeah.
That's winnable. Like, it's not likely, but it's winnable. It's not a 2-touchdown spread, not a, you know, sometimes when you see those, you're like, you know, maybe you can play closer, but Vegas really feels confident you're going to get
right.
beat. You know, like, 8 points is not that.
No, I mean, you got a puncher's chance. And again, we'll see how they look against Notre Dame. And that's on, is that a game at home or on the road? That's on the road, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, again, can't look past JMU. Not looking past JMU.
No.
That's not going to happen. You got to take care of business there. And when we say take care of business, you mentioned it earlier in the week. Like, even if it's a close game, but they still win, you're like, eh. Okay, but do you – how much – extra juice and confidence do you get if they do cover?
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, 7 points.
Oh, a ton. A ton, yeah.
Because I almost feel like...
I think there's enough respect for James Madison that if Louisville comes out and looks well tomorrow and beats them... And
doesn't just beat
them,
covers. Like, yeah. Like, takes care of business.
I say Louisville wins by 17 tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think there is extra... you want me to equate it to something?
Yes, I'm listening.
And God knows right now, I'm not sure it's going to happen. How much better will you feel, okay, if Louisville beats Bellarmine on Wednesday night by 6 points,
mm-hmm.
Louisville fans are going to celebrate that win.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to celebrate that win.
Absolutely.
And you're going to get more credit for that than you would say you opened with App State and beat them by 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's more respect there. I think that's the way James Madison is right now.
Yeah.
Louisville fans are going to credit this football team with coming out and beating up on James Madison if that's what they end up doing.
Right. This is a team that...
Yeah. Or if James Madison plays the game close for 3 quarters and Louisville, you know, Louisville makes a couple stops at the end there, boom, boom, you end up winning by 14, 17, you're going to get credit for that. Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree. That, yeah, some, that was a good comparison
extra
of Bellarmine.
Juice. So, yeah, maybe the Bellarmine thing. So, all right, let's go ahead and get our break in.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll finish up the show. We'll chat a little more football, a little more basketball, and we'll wrap it up on this Friday, Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 DeVille.
Good morning, I'm Nick Valvano, the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by Corfage Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor, he wants you to love it. U of L Hoops wrapping the preseason, rallying to defeat Chaminade 80-73 last night. The Cards were trailing, and postgame, Kenny Payne talked a little bit about the Chaminade style of play.
This is a three-point shooting team that we play. They were going to shoot 30-some threes, come hell or high water. Well, if we're going to take the threes away, we're going to give up something else. And they did a good job of getting points in the paint. Would I have liked it to be 38? No. I would probably like for it to be 10 or 12, but I can't expect guys that are learning to pick up everything. We're not the finished product.
Cards tip the season with Bellarmine next Wednesday, the 9th. U of L football looking for their fourth straight win. Cards hosting James Madison tomorrow. Our broadcast schedule begins at 4 p.m. with the Miller Lite pregame show. Taylor Lynch, Mark Blankenbaker. 6 p.m. network pregame. Paul Rogers, Jody Demling, and Drew Diener. And 7:30, we'll have network play-by-play of that game. And on the pitch, Lou City hosting Tampa Bay for the USL Eastern Conference Final. That game kicks at 7:30 at the Lynn Family Stadium. Breeders' Cup weekend undefeated flight line, your 3-5 favorite. More middays next.
Welcome back. Whoa. Welcome back. Sorry. There was a lot happening there. Golly.
A little frog action.
Yeah.
Welcome. G&J Frog.
I know. I'm like, man. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Mark Smaven here on 93.9 The Ville. Let's get the phone call in here.
Wait a second. You wanna piece of my heart? There we go. That was for Brian Hall.
Well done.
Shout out Louisville Dog Walkers, by the way. Brian sent a very nice present to Jeanette and I of our dearly departed, much loved buddy. He had a really pretty frame picture of him and made us cry, and it was very sweet. Shout out
very
Brian
sweet.
And Louisville Dog Walkers.
That was awesome. Yeehaw, man. That's my dude. It was absolutely good seeing him. Saw him the other day.
So yeah.
Good seeing him. Dana, welcome in. What's going on?
What's up, Steve Mills? What's going on, man?
What's up,
buddy? Good week for everybody involved. And I just wanted to say this real quick, man. I'll be out there tomorrow night, turn the boys on. And I was on Ticketmaster, and I actually saw the ticket availability, man. And I just want to make this plea to the fans. Man, go get some tickets, man. Go see this game. I just got two of the best tickets I probably ever had at the stadium for less than $80. So get out there and support the guys, man. Seriously, I mean, we're looking at 8-4, 9-3 at the end of the year. That's the way I'm calling it right now. Man, just get out there and go see the game, man. On that note, man, have a good weekend. I hope to see you out there, Steve. And go for it.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we'll appreciate the call, Dana. We'll be out there. We're excited. Looking forward to it. And we will be out there with our friends at Revel XP.
Absolutely. No, Revel XP, yeah, man. It's always a blast. You just feel like a prince. And we're right there.
Right there on Carbon.
I mean, we are literally as close to the stadium as you can be without actually going inside it. So, mm-hmm. Big fan of that. It's always a good time out there. I'm going to be bringing Jeanette. You're going to be bringing Charity.
Yeah.
Patty's hopefully going to bring an army. It's his swan song. So come by and say hello. And if you want to tailgate in style like us this year, right along Card March, Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up with everything. The tent, tables, ice down the cooler, satellite TV. You can watch maybe a little bit of that Clemson game that we were talking about as well. You can get a premium parking spot as well, which is honestly, I mean, that's worth the price of admission in and of itself, but the rest of that stuff's pretty awesome too. You can buy a setup for one game or the whole season, the remainder of the season. Just go to U of L schedule page on gocards.com and click on the tailgate package. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. And as we get closer to the holidays, I just got to say, that absolutely screams to me company holiday Christmas party.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, or holiday party. I mean, you want to do something for fall, you want to do it. Do it for the remaining home games.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. It is, it's awesome. It's fun. I was telling my wife about it. I was like, man, this is Nate Huber, man. It's good to see him. Look at him. Looking good.
Nate Huber.
He's looking good.
Look at that.
Man. It's good to see him.
Hey, sign Patty's
sweet
bottle.
Sweet face. Yeah. His sweet face. It's fun. Like I said, the wife and I will be out there tomorrow. Nikki V and the lady friend will be out there tomorrow. So it's going to be a good time.
No, it's going to be, we did the weather. Look at us. I mean, all we need is a traffic report.
I know.
And, you know, we can throw in some news.
Well, hopefully I don't have any more traffic reports because right now I'm dealing with the insurance. I'm fighting. I'm wanting them to not total it. I'm wanting them to salvage it.
And you say, what makes more sense? I mean, if you got a guy, you know, then Total would get the money, and then, you know, I mean, right?
I know, but it's a lot.
And also, like,
it's a lot. Like, I mean, it's
a nice truck. How much of this is sentimental? That's
not really any.
Okay.
I mean, I was gonna say I'll just buy a new one. I mean, it's not that easy. I like the truck though. Like, I mean, so I'm like, can we fix it? Nice.
What can we do? Right.
But I think it's gonna come down to the frame. I mean, I hit hard.
Yeah,
man.
Once the frame,
So I'm hoping that's not the case. So they did take it, though, because at first they weren't even going to take it.
They
were like, oh, no, we'll just total it out. And I'm like, no, I want to try to fix it. So then they came and got it. I hit the wall going like 55.
Yeah, I'm like, all yuck-yucks aside, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, me too.
Seriously,
listen,
like, you know.
I am very much that guy. I can put things in perspective, man. When I stopped after it was over, the first thing I did was, like, out loud, I was like, I was like, you're okay. Like, I said that to myself, like, you're okay, so let's get that out of your head right now. You're fine.
But, man, that adrenaline of that.
I know, it was just, like, all right, bring it down. Bro. Now let's assess what's happening here, you know. Am I in the middle of the road? No, I'm not. You know, right, like, yeah. Am I? Okay.
Anyone all hurt? Right. No, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, thank God none of my family was with me. I was happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So it was just me. But
I hope that still is a pain in the butt. Now, once the adrenaline and all the
I was such an adult because I immediately was like, well, this is going to be very inconvenient.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, Texter. Like, truck prices are steep. I know. That's why I'm like, I want to, like, right. I've got this.
This is not a buyer's market.
No,
right
I've got this Dodge Ram 1500. Like, I want to keep this. I want it to, so we'll see, man. But I'm excited about this week. I'm excited. Like you said, I am. Actually, I'm very excited I was here this week to enjoy this. So
yes.
That was awesome.
Happy you were here, too.
Yeah, buddy. And, man. Let's go out there tomorrow. Let's keep it rolling, man. It's a good weekend for Cards fans.
Absolutely. And one more quick shout out. If you want to work at UPS and the holidays are here, so they're going to need some workers. Great money. Swing by their hiring event today and tomorrow at 8203 National Turnpike or visit upsjobs.com to learn more. I'm telling you, there's no better place to put jingle jangle in your pocket than the holidays at UPS.
And don't forget, 5-star Carter Bryant basketball will be on campus tomorrow.
Hey, there we go.
Probably today. So keep an eye out for him. Say what's up. All right. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.